This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, I just walked 1170. You owe it to yourself to take a look. This property should be viewed by architectural students, both landscape and building. In the guest house, there's a naked lady. I just thought that maybe that would prompt you to go there to take a look, but there is a naked lady in the guest house. Seriously.
Well, he was serious, but he didn't specify that it was a picture of a naked lady. So there is a difference. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. Honeybees, we need them. Don't exterminate them. Don't be calling Dan Lenz. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline at sbba.org. It stands for the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, sbba.org. Four segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, in addition to Montecito, compared to this year, year to date, last year after the debris flow, and in 2017 as a comparison, and also a look at inventory. What kind of inventory we have on above and below a million, and what's in escrow above a million. Great guest joining me again for the second segment, real estate teaching guru, Dwayne Gomer. he's got some information on judicial foreclosures. Do you know the difference? Do you know why you'd want one? Well, you don't want a foreclosure at all. He's got an update on Veterans Day. Veterans Day is coming up. We got an update on VA loans and FHA loans. Spot removal on VA. I know he means spot approval, but we'll ask him if it's about a laundry detergent instead. We're at the 44th week of the year 2019. Oh, a quick note. I love the Santa Barbara Home Improvement Center down on Gutierrez. They have great customer support, and I get the flyer in my newspaper, in the news press, and I'm looking at something that looks like a wood chipper. It looks like a giant lawnmower with this part on top that looks like it would like be spitting out wood chips. And I look closely, and it's a snow thrower, a Toro snow thrower, $439 here in this ad. Richard, I want to hold it up. I'm not making it up. So I thought, what? That's kind of odd. So it's got the big address, local address. So I call him up and I get in touch with someone and I said, is this something you're selling? And he put me on hold. I thought he was looking to see if he had any inventory, but he got his ad. He goes, no, I don't see it on the ad. I said, well, you see the LED bulbs, the four pack? He said, yeah. I said, to the right of that? And he never quite answered me. Well, I don't know what's to the right of that in the ad yet. But I encourage you all to call the Home Improvement Center and tell them you want that snowblower for $439. Okay, year to date, the 44th week of the year, ending November 1st, 2019, we're averaging 20.6 sales per week. And last year, year to date, we're averaging just under 20. So just 3.2% higher in the number of sales. Median price is holding steady over $1.3 million. It's $1,316,500. That's just over 3.5% higher than last year's median price year to date of $1,271,000. $1,271,000 2018 for the first 44 weeks, and it ended up at $1,255,000. So it dropped the remaining 7 weeks of the year. So let's see what happens this year with 2019 at $1,316,500. What about just Montecito? Been tracking that due to the Thomas Fire debris flow. Horrible situation in 2018. We have 152 sales in Montecito, which represents a 45% increase over last year's 105 sales in Montecito for the first 44 weeks of the year. So that's nice. Median price, $3 million. Last year, $2.8 million. Well, you say, well, what about 2017? 2017, for the first 44 weeks of the year in Montecito, 148 sales. And in 2019, 152 sales. So, thankful that we, of course, improved over 2018 substantially, and actually we're above 2017. Median price, just about the same, just over, just under $3.1 million for both 2019, 2017. But that's good. We want to see Montecito rebound. We want to see sales. Now, I'm not sugarcoating it. There's still areas in Montecito in difficulty, and people lost homes, people died, and but I'm sure everyone's rooting for people in Montecito to bounce back. Okay, year-to-date Montecito, year-to-date overall, in escrow, over $1 million. We have 97 listings in escrow over $1 million. Last year at this time, 61. Boy, that's a big difference. It seems like in past years, the median price has gone down the last quarter. I don't know why. I think it's not that prices are going down. I think higher priced homes are not selling, so the median price home goes down. People with a lot of money, maybe they're thinking about buying a lot of, going out of town, buying Christmas presents, going to Aspen. What are they doing? Maybe they're saving up to buy a snowblower at the Santa Barbara Home Improvement Center, $439. I'll be happy to send you a copy of this ad if you don't believe me. The inventory, what, 88% of our inventory is above $1 million, so 12% below $1 million. Last year at this time, it was similar. 83% of the inventory was above $1 million. Okay, enough numbers. For my next trick, I'm really looking forward to talking to Dwayne Gomer. He's a man that he knows about everything. I did get an email from Steve Hogerman, who's the French Festival sponsor, started it, founder. And he's not even French. I don't even understand that. And he emails me to tell me, he's to send me pictures of his trip. He's on some Greek islands, remote Greek islands, to tell me that the street La Flecha in San Roque means arrow, and the street that curves around it, El Arco, means the arch or a bow. So you got a bow and arrow between. Now, this is in Spanish, and he's in Greece. Why he elected at this point in time to tell me that, I don't know. So he sent me pictures asking me if any of the houses are up to code. And so we'll see about that. One row of pictures he sent me with houses facing a body of water did remind me of Miramar Beach right next to the Miramar Hotel. Anyway, that was a little... And then further, he reminded me that they're at the end of St. Francis Way, the only adobe house on St. Francis Way. Once a man named Cunningham lived there, and he wrote a short story called The Tin Star. And then he sold the rights to that short story, and it became the Western High Noon. So the origin, a guy named Cunningham in an adobe house on St. Francis Way. I know there was another movie called The Tin Star, but that's not related. High Noon. Speaking of High Noon, we're going to have a shootout here with Dwayne Gomer coming up, my guest. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.